Welcome, everybody. Shia number 914. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are trying to finish off some Reish Tes mistakes and brachos. We're going through the after brachos. A little bit more to go. And then, Bezras Hashem, I want to get back into the... We started a while back, reference to the halachas of Amen. And some Reish Tes Vav. I want to get back into that and go through various different ins and outs. Extremely important halachas, as we could all imagine. Halachas of saying Amen. Okay, so just a few more examples, a few more halachas brings on the Sefer Oitzra Halachas and Simir Reish Tes. Number one, he says in Oislamid Beis. So the question is interesting in reference to Baron Afashais. We quoted last time from the Sefer Oitzra Halachas, from the Sefer Shaina Halachas, who actually quotes the Mishabura. Who said basically straight up that a bar nefashis would not help for a al hamichia, right? Again, you made a mistake. What are you going to do? A bar nefashis would not help for a al hamichia. But it turns out, and that's how the Mishabura holds. Don't get me wrong. That's how the Mishabura holds. Bar nefashis would not help. And a person would have to say it over to feed the Mishabura. But the thing is, there is a whole machloikis when it comes to a bar nefashis. If a bar nefashis, what happens? In other words, the question is like this. Just to read from the Sefer Yitzhar Allah, it's in Simir Reish Tes, Islam Abbas, Tol Berich bar nefashis, person made a bar nefashis, in B'maka Ma'ein Gimel, in a place and time where there's no, where they're supposed to make a, obviously, an Allah Mechia, Yesh Bezeh Deyes Bein Achroinim Im Yatzat. So it's a machlaikas, bottom line, it's a machlaikas. And he says at the end, he says, but the Evedim Kavar Berach, person already made the bar nefashis, there will be yoitzav. Ein tzarich levarach shenis. It's a safek bracha. That's the thing. It's a safek bracha. Even to the extent that Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva in Arachaim, it's actually Arachaim Chelek Aleph. Arachaim Chelek Aleph, Simin Ayin Dalid. We're not going to go through the tshuva right now, but he's noted to say that bar nefashis, worst case scenario, emergency situations would cover these things. Let's say he wants to say somebody doesn't have a sitter or something along those lines, and they just push it. They can't make a ala michyo, or they can't even make al hagefen or something like that, and they don't know it by heart. They're stuck. They're in such a place. So what should I do? Just walk away, and that's it. So Rav Moshe actually says, interesting. I mean, we hope these cases never come up, but V'chein Nira Lanius Daiti says, Dim hu b'mokam she'ein lo sitter, a person is in a place, they don't have a sitter, right? They drank enough wine or they ate enough cake or something like that. There's no sitter, v'ein yachal levarech bal peh, they don't know by heart, they don't know ala michya, they don't know ala gefen by heart and these things, right? Brachas achas, brachas me'in shalish, they don't know by heart. V'oit she'uchal lahasig, said the Yavis, by the time that they're able to get a sitter or look and find whatever, it's going to pass by this man. In other words, the 72 minutes, right, the shear equal is going to pass. Shuchel levarach achrav, you won't be able to make anything. So what do you do? Walk away? No. He says, yesh le levarach bar nefashis, at least to make a bar nefashis, af al shear sholim miyain, even if somebody drank enough wine. In other words, the shear of wine, where they would need a al hagefen. They're very interesting. Obviously, he says, lechatchila, don't do that. Vadei ein loy lish. He says, Ramesh, don't drink wine on the tzad. Well, I'll make my bar nefashis to finish. I don't have a sitter, I don't have anything. I'll drink my what? So don't drink, finish. Don't drink the wine or don't eat the cake or whatever the case is. But the case, if it did come up, Ramesh wants to say, it's not like the Mishabura. Mishabura argues, obviously. And others argue too. So, but it's a big machlag. So I'm just quoting Ramesh. Again, it's an Arachayim. Chelik Aleph Siminayin Dalid, but Rav Moshe says clear as day, don't eat on that tzad, you know. So that's the bottom line. It's a whole machlokes. And the Sefer Oitzra Halachas brings down in Simin Reish Zayin, which is the Simin of Bar Nefashis. It brings down the whole machlokes from the Rishonim down. A whole bunch of Rishonim on one side, a whole bunch on the other side. So be it as it may. Bottom line is, again, Lefida Mishabiru, definitely if somebody made a Bar Nefashis, still have to make the Alamech. We spoke about that one is not going to help for the other. But since it is a major machlokes, bottom line is, he says, Yesh Dei, I'm just reading from in Simin Reish Zayin. Ois vav yesh day is bein achrayim im birchas bar nefashis b'teres b'di'evit birchas me'ein shalish. It's a machlokes, right? If the bar nefashis is going to help you b'di'evit after the fact, the person got messed up, and they said the bar nefashis instead of the brachas instead of the alamechi, instead of the alagef, instead of the alawait, whatever it might be, one of the three brachas achas mein shalish, kagoin sheyesh le sofik im yivarech bar nefashes oi me ein givel, there's a sofik, let's say, whatever the case is, v'yesh emim l'chol shechai bevadeh levarech bar nefashes, kagoin sheachol kazayis midover shebrachose bar nefashes, v'chai gavni kol yama moide de'efshe liftar es sveikose bebrachas bar nefashes. So, okay, we'll talk about that, in the upcoming shir, but the bottom line is, if somebody did say it by mistake in a case in time where they bevadei had to say it, in other words, they ate enough for the alhamichia, and they know they had enough for the alhamichia, alagef, whatever, and they said by mistake. Okay, it's not a case in time just to cover, because we're going to see that bar nefashes, many times you'll just say bar nefashes if you're not sure if you ate enough and finish, and that's it. In other words, not to walk away from the table with nothing, like we saw from Ramosha. If a person, let's say they're eating apple pie, right, and they're not sure if they have to make a alhamichis. So at least bar nefashes for sure you have to make, right? Or if they drank, let's say, wine mixed together with water, and they don't know if it's enough or if it's diluted enough. Is it really al-hagefin? Did they drink enough? And they didn't drink enough, they're not sure. But at least if they drank, the regular amount, which is a revius of the whole thing, right? At least under a 4-minute period, so at least bar nefashes, that much they have to make. That's alti what they have to do. But we're talking about a case, we're talking about different. We're talking about a case, plain and simple, that they made a mistake. I know I ate enough for a ala michi. I know I drank enough for the ala gefen or whatever, right? I ate enough grapes. We have to make ala weight. But I made by mistake a bar nefashes. What am I going to do? So if there's b'di'evedim, kvar berich is yatza, avein tzarech levarach shenis. So l'maisa, since it is a machlokes, we say over there, suffik brachas lahakol, and one should be careful not to repeat over again because of this machlokes. As we know, obviously, suffik brachas lahakol. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Hatzlochem bracha kol tuv.